This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Broadband Wireless Access World. We're about to speak to Nicole Young, who's a senior policy analyst at the National League of Cities in Washington, D.C. Welcome to Broadband Wireless Access World.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking about municipal broadband wireless systems, but first let's just orient people about the National League of Cities. What is the National League of Cities, and who belongs to it, and what does the league do?
The National League of Cities represents our 18,000 cities and towns.
Okay, little ones and big ones and everything
yes.
in between?
Yes, we don't have any population requirements. So
okay.
We represent cities and towns across the United States, and we develop policy and advocate for municipal and local government values.
So you're essentially a lobbying arm of the cities in Washington?
Yes.
So when bills come up that would detract from or give to cities in any way, you go there up to the hill and tell people what the cities want.
Yes, that's part of what we do. We also
okay.
have numerous other programs and services.
Okay.
But yes, that is a big part of what we do.
Okay. Now, what I wanted to talk to you about, and the reason we're talking is because there was recently a big to-do in the state of Pennsylvania about the right of the city of Philadelphia to provide broadband wireless access to its citizens. And the result was that the state passed a law called House Bill 30 that said cities cannot charge customers in cities for telecommunication services, except that Verizon, in order to help get the bill passed, because they're no slouches when it comes to lobbying, to get it signed, made a side agreement with the city of Philadelphia waiving Verizon's right to block the city's right to do that. And so I wanted to find out what in more generally is happening in the country regarding cities rolling out broadband on their own behalf, and what the league knows about it and what it might be thinking of doing about it.
Okay. Well, we definitely were disappointed that Pennsylvania has become the 14th state to prevent competition by blocking its cities and towns from providing broadband services. Generally, we feel that municipalities that wish to deploy advanced technologies to their citizens in what can sometimes be a much more efficient and economical way should be allowed to do so.
Okay. So you're saying that before this happened, 13 other states had already
yes.
done the same thing?
Yes.
Essentially on this, along the same lines?
Yes. Yes, there are 14 states now that have created these barriers from municipalities providing these types of services.
And you essentially see this as a competition issue?
Yes, we do. We think that that's a part of the problem, that the industry doesn't want municipalities competing with them for these for provision of these services.
And in fact, the provision of broadband services, is that an increasingly important issue for cities?
It is. It can be. For all practical purposes, communities that want to deploy first-class 21st century technologies in Pennsylvania will be restricted from doing so.
So I remember, I don't remember, but I can know that when automobiles came in, did the buggy manufacturers try to make it against the law for cities to pave the streets and let people drive cars?
I think not.
Yes.
I don't think they did.
But, the fact, has the National League of Cities or separate cities been lobbying actively against these? It's usually a consortium, sort of a combination of the telephone companies and the cable companies
right.
that are pushing for this. If 13 states and now 14 have passed this, have the cities been trying to stop them?
Yes, we have been very aggressively monitoring the situation in Pennsylvania, and we will be monitoring other states closely as these types of legislation reach the state floors. We are working with our colleagues, state and local government organizations, as well as other groups and associations that are impacted by decisions like this.
Do you see on your radar screen other states where this is being attempted?
Not right now, but we are paying very close attention. So we plan on also working with our state municipal leagues, which do a lot of lobbying on the state level.
Right.
And we always do and plan on continuing to work well with them in terms of this issue, because they're really at the forefront and understand, you know, their state government.
So essentially, there are constituent organizations or similar leagues, state level leagues similar to the National League of Cities.
Yes, we have 49 state municipal leagues.
Who doesn't have one?
Hawaii.
Okay, and you essentially provide support services for them in some way on this?
Yes, we work together. We work together. In order to be a member of the National League of Cities, you have to be a member of your state league.
Okay, let me ask you about this. If the record so far is private companies 14, cities 0, are you out overpowered here by the lobbying power of the telephone companies combined with the cable companies?
No, I don't think we're overpowered, and I wouldn't say that we're zero. We definitely do have the ear of people in the country, and some people pay very close attention to what municipalities say and what their values are. And I think that we will be making some strides this year, and I think that we will be successful in stopping this pattern.
Okay. Pennsylvania,
yes.
Verizon argued that it was unfair for cities to do this because they have essentially unlimited tax resources, an ability not to have to pay any taxes, and the ability to borrow money at advantageous rates. How does that argument, coming from a company whose capitalization is $110 billion, arguing against a city that's shutting its libraries because it has no money to pay for them, sound to you?
It doesn't sound too good. I don't think I feel too sorry for Verizon at this point.
Okay. Is that a persuasive argument, or is it just hot air?
I think that... I'm sorry?
Do you think that's a persuasive argument, or is it just hot air?
I think it's hot air. I think that it's unfair to pit, you know, governments against industry in that way. I don't think that's very accurate, a very accurate argument.
Okay.
So.
As a general proposition, does the league have a position on the question of whether private corporations should be entitled to work to sell their services in cities in order to make the most money possible for their shareholders and executives, and on that basis suppress municipal efforts to do all kinds of things, eliminate the digital divide, spur business development, increase public safety, stimulate education? These are all things that cities are trying to do with these universal broadband networks. Does the league have a position on the philosophy of whose interests ought to be preeminent?
Yes, we don't think that that industry has the right to do this, especially there's, you know, like I said before, we really believe that municipalities that wish to invest in these advanced technologies and deploy them to their citizens in a lot of places where these technologies have not been deployed,
right.
We think that they should be allowed to do so. And and a lot of times, again, this is a more efficient service.
The argument is, essentially, there's a system where the cable companies and the phone companies go into neighborhoods that are more affluent and provide services there, and if they figure it's not worth their while from a profit standpoint to go into underserved communities, they don't. And that's where the municipal broadband initiative would be most likely to have a big effect, right? Okay. Now, the letter of the law in Pennsylvania, and I haven't looked at the other 13 states, but the letter of the law in Pennsylvania says that cities may not set up these broadband wireless networks and charge for them.
Right.
But it seems by that to exclude any restrictions when they don't charge for it. Might that open up an approach whereby cities would provide broadband wireless access to their citizens for free?
Possibly. I'm not really sure a lot of cities, I've seen lots of different numbers, but we think that over 350 municipalities are developing or have deployed services in some way,
right,
to their citizenry. And I mean, there are a range of different services, and I'm not sure exactly what the details are on each of them or what they plan to do. I suppose that is a possibility.
Because the model that I see happening here, there are I've got to call into the city of Los Angeles to find out some of the specific statistics. But as a general proposition, people don't have to pay to use the streets in a city. I mean, they don't. Car manufacturers and gasoline suppliers make money because people are free to drive their cars and buy their cars and drive on the streets without having to pay a toll every few blocks. Mm-hmm. It seems to me that with telecommunications as an alternative to transportation, that it could make just as much sense for cities to provide free wireless access to everyone and let them use it as an essential utility within the city. Mm-hmm. Is that an approach that the National League of Cities has looked at or thought about or said anything about?
That's not something that we have looked at as a model at this point.
Right.
But, I mean, there are lots of possibilities if we're allowed to look at the service.
Right.
I mean, but if we are continued to be prohibited from doing so,
right,
then it makes it difficult for us to explore models like that.
Okay, because the law doesn't prohibit you from doing it; it just prohibits you from charging for it.
Right. Oh, right. That's true.
So it would seem like this would be a loophole big enough to drive 200 megahertz per second through and do it that way. Another subject that we've been covering here at Utopia Media is broadband over power lines, which can provide, it pretty much speaks for itself. Los Angeles has a publicly owned utility. I imagine that in the cities that are members of your group, some of them have investor-owned utilities, some of them have municipally owned utilities.
Some of them, yes.
Do you have some idea about the approximate proportion for the cities?
I don't have that right now.
Does a significant proportion have publicly owned utilities, though, would you say?
I'm actually not positive if it's a significant proportion, if it's a majority.
But some?
Some of them definitely do, yes.
Okay, and I'm wondering whether the league is or any cities are looking into the possibility of using the broadband power line option, mm-hmm, in conjunction with or instead of wireless to offer these services, because obviously municipalities with publicly owned utilities are already collecting compensation from their citizens for the service that they provide with the electricity. And if they simply added internet connectivity through the same power lines, mm-hmm, that would seem to me to get them around the loophole that they can't charge compensation for telecommunication service,
right,
or at least set up a nice lawsuit about whether they'd be able to do that. Is that something that the league is working on or looking at?
Yes. Well, we do definitely have some municipalities that are interested or have developed interest in offering BPL. And they're in different stages of that. So
right.
We are working with those cities as well.
Okay.
Have questions in terms of policy.
Right. Have you observed whether these issues are becoming political issues in the cities, whether there are factions that like it and don't, and others that don't, and so on? Are people getting elected on this basis?
I haven't seen that to that level yet, but I think that, you know, possibly as we move forward and with the possible rewriting of the Telecommunications Act this year, I mean, I think it's going to become a more and more political.
I didn't know that. Were they going to rewrite the Telecommunications Act?
Well, they've been talking about it.
Okay,
if they do, writing it comprehensively or picking apart pieces
right.
of it.
If they do, what kind of points does the National League of Cities want to see included in any new rewrite of that act?
Well, we have, we definitely want to, we plan on working with a combination of organizations and as well as inviting industry into discussions. We're still working on a lot of our positions, but we definitely want to maintain local authority over several, over taxation and over several other areas. So
okay. How much are...
We will be still working with this issue in terms of as we go through these discussions. That's not something that Congress has said they're going to do yet.
Right,
so
okay. To what extent is the National League a clearinghouse or a organizing point around which cities can sort of synergize their activities so that what is learned in one city can be used in another, and the cities work together through the National League, mm-hmm, to say set standards and purchase equipment that would that they at prices they wouldn't be able to pay for themselves, sort of a co-op approach among the cities to build wireless.
There's obviously some great networking opportunities through the National League of Cities for elected officials and member cities to learn from each other. We have committees and policy committees and panels that members sit on and discuss these issues and kind of vet out what's working and what's not working.
Right.
Our members really enjoy that those opportunities. And we definitely have Telecommunications Policy Committee, which I work with closely, and we, you know, go through these issues all the time, and we'll continue to do so as issues pop up that are important to cities.
Are there organizational or political steps that the National League of Cities has taken, is taking, or might contemplate as a way of strengthening its hand vis-a-vis the telephone companies and cable companies who seem to have a lot of lobbying heft?
Yes, the state and local organizations are working very closely, and have been over the last year, and on these issues, and will continue to do so. And also, we are working with other associations that have similar goals.
Do you work with county and state level organizations?
Yes. State, county, public power. We work with, and we have a very strong coalition, and we don't feel overwhelmed or plan to be overwhelmed by industry.
Okay, well, good. Thank you. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
And if people want to get in touch or want to learn more about what you're doing, what's a URL they could go to get more information?
Please go to www.nlc.org. We have a brand new website.
All right.
And if they have any questions, you can give us a call.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.